This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Russia said Thursday it plans to retaliate against the United States for imposing sanctions against it in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, that is, Maria Zakharova, said the U.S. was knowingly presenting demands that are unacceptable. She said, as a condition to abandon the sanctions, they are making absolutely unacceptable demands. This is just a first step. And then they threatened to ramp the sanction pressure even further. So the United States is following the path of deteriorating our bilateral relationships. Moscow called the U.S. sanctions illegal. Russia said it had nothing to do with the March incident involving Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who were found slumped on a bench and unconscious in the British city of Salisbury. They were later found to have been poisoned by the nerve agent Novichok. The U.S. State Department announced the sanctions Wednesday, saying Russia had broken international law by using a lethal nerve agent against its own nationals. Zimbabwean opposition leader Tendai Biti was charged Thursday with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last week's disputed election. As he arrived at court in the capital of Harare, Biti said he would keep fighting. Denford Halimani is Biti's attorney.
He has been ordered not to interfere with witnesses and to reside at the given address. And he has also been ordered not to address any political rally.
Biti is one of nine members of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance wanted by Zimbabwean police for inciting violence following last week's presidential election. The MDC Alliance claims that the election was rigged in favor of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. This is VOA News. Saudi-led airstrikes targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a bus Thursday, killing at least 43 people, many of them schoolchildren. The International Committee of the Red Cross said that a hospital it supports received 29 bodies of children under the age of 15 and another 48 wounded in the attack. Other accounts said that more than 60 people were wounded. Here in Washington, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the United States is calling for a thorough investigation of the incident.
We call on the parties to take appropriate measures to protect civilians in accordance with international law and urge all parties to investigate all reported incidents of civilian casualties.
The attacks occurred in a Houthi rebel stronghold in northern Yemen near the border with Saudi Arabia, with the bus hit in the Dayan market in Sada province. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the Pentagon is taking new steps to create a space force in order to meet the emerging threats on this new battlefield. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the Trump administration wants the new force by 2020.
The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
And Vice President Mike Pence says the White House wants it established by 2020. Here at the Pentagon, he said adversaries like Russia and China have turned space into a warfighting domain.
The United States will not shrink from this challenge.
But creating a new military service is complicated and expensive, and Congress has to sign off. Immediately after Pence's remarks, President Trump tweeted, "Space Force all the way." Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Washington's mayor and police chief say the nation's capital is ready to handle Sunday's Unite the Right white supremacist rally. Jason Kessler, who organized a demonstration that turned into a riot in Virginia last year, has received a permit for this week's event in Washington. Mayor Muriel Bowser, that is, stressed that the violence will not change anyone's prejudices.
Whether they are spewing hatred and racism online on the nation's capital, let us speak in one voice and tell them that they are wrong.
One woman was killed and 19 others injured last August in Charlottesville, Virginia, during clashes between white supremacists and counter-demonstrators. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake rocked Indonesia's Lombok Island and the neighboring island of Bali Thursday. The death toll from Sunday's devastating earthquake on Lombok Island has risen to 347. A spokesman for the country's National Disaster Mitigation Agency said Wednesday that another 1,447 people were injured and more than 165,000 have been displaced. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.